Iran's leader says Palestine is the most pressing issue of the Islamic world, and fighting against the Zionist regime is crucial. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei noted that unity benefits Muslim nations and division hurts them. He made the remarks at a meeting with ambassadors of Islamic countries in Iran. Iran's intelligence minister says Iranian forces have seized a massive weapons cache from terrorists after dismantling their cell. According to Sayyid Mahmoud Alavi, Iran's successful campaign against terrorists has significantly limited their capability to launch attacks against the Islamic Republic. The campaign began after the recent terror attacks in Tehran. Russia's foreign minister has harshly criticized the US-led coalition in Syria, accusing it of protecting al-Nusra Front terrorists. Sergey Lavrov says Washington appears to have been protecting foreign-backed militants such as the al-Nusra Front from aerial bombardment in the Arab country. He also underlined the need to eliminate double standards in the fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, the Syrian army is pressing ahead with its fight against Takfiri terrorists on two fronts in Deir ez-Zor province and the Golan Heights. The army launched an offensive against Daesh's positions in Deir ez-Zor's Badia region. Government forces were also engaged in heavy clashes with al-Nusra Front terrorists in the Golan Heights. The Iraqi military has recaptured al-Faruq neighborhood of Mosul's old city from Daesh terrorists. Fierce clashes are still underway in the area. Earlier, government troops repelled a major counterattack, that is, by the Takfiri group. The old city is the only remaining area in Mosul, which is still under Daesh's control. The U.S. Supreme Court revives parts of Donald Trump's travel ban on six Muslim majority countries. The court narrowed down the scope of a ruling by a lower court that had blocked Trump's executive order. The Trump administration will now be allowed to immediately put parts of the travel ban into effect. Indian security forces have clashed with protesters in the disputed region of Kashmir. The clashes erupted as thousands of pro-independence demonstrators took to the streets in Indian-controlled Kashmir following Eid al-Fitr prayers. The Indian troops used tear gas and pellet guns to confront the protesters. And Britain's Conservative Party clinches a deal with Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP. Prime Minister Theresa May signed the accord with the DUP leader Irene Foster following several hours of negotiations. This comes despite fears that a deal could complicate talks to restore government in Northern Ireland.